Joel drinks wine like water, so I keep the makeshift liquor cabinet above the refrigerator stocked with the good cab. But the situation at hand calls for stronger medicine. I've counted all the punch tin ceiling squares I care to for one night, and tomorrow's another wasted day if I'm fried from no sleep. The bottle of Jack was pushed to the back of the cabinet, the forgotten leftover of a forgotten guest. The first shot doesn't go down easy. I gulp it in a hot sluice that feels like it has no business in my throat. I pound down a second and grip the counter, considering whether or not my stomach will hold up. My gut finally warms to the job, so I move to the table with the bottle and the glass and get serious. First thing in the morning, I'll look up Sylvia Wortham and give her a call. But was Sylvia the therapist or Joel's friend? I can't figure it out.